咁啊，去到议程项目嘅第四项嘅，咁我哋就要考虑咧呢一个濠涌嘅分区计划大纲草图啦。咁睇下有冇委员有利益申报。
系，唔该主席。咁呢张濠涌分区计划大纲图咧个修订，其实系关于有三个12A 条嘅申请咧，而家我哋系放翻落个大纲图度啦，同埋有啲GIC 西嘅改划，同埋有啲反映翻已经起好兴建好嘅道路嘅一啲情况嘅。咁我哋见到咧有一个申述人提交申述人咧就系、是、中华煤气公司嘅。咁而中华煤气公司咧就系、是、恒基嘅一个子公司啦。咁因此以下委员咧系申报咗利益嘅，包括阿 Vincent 啦，佢现时同恒基公司有业务嘅往来啦，同埋阿 Ryan 啦，佢工作嘅团结香港基金咧就有收过恒基嘅捐款噶。咁阿 Vincent 今日未能出席会议啦。咁如果阿 Ryan 就同有关嘅项目系冇参与嘅话咧，都可以继续留喺度讨论呢一个嘅项目嘅。唔该。
好。咁好歡迎出席呢一個項目嘅規劃處嘅同事啦，同埋申述人咁樣。咁一陣咧，我會先邀請咧就規劃處嘅同事咧，就住申述嘅內容咧做一個簡介啦。咁然後咧就會輪到咧係申述人咧作嗰個口頭嘅陳述噶啦。咁大家會有十分鐘嘅發言時間啦。咁我哋都有個計時器嘅嚇，即係臨十分鐘滿之前嘅。两分钟啦，同埋十分钟满嗰刻咧，我哋都会提醒大家嘅。咁喺个口头陈述嘅环节完结咗之后咧，咁我哋咧就会有个答问啦。咁届时咧，委员咧就可以有机会咧向规划处嘅代表或者申述人士咧去提问嘅。咁完成咗呢个答问嘅环节之后咧，咁我就会邀请大家咧就离开嗰个会议场地啦。咁然后咧，城规会嘅委员咧就会继续佢哋嗰个内部嘅讨论啦。我哋都会喺适当嘅时候咧通知翻大家咧城规会嗰个决定嘅。咁啊，先将嘅时间交俾专员。
多謝主席，今日提交俾各位委員去考慮嘅係濠涌分區計劃大綱草圖編號 SSKHC12 收到嘅申述。大綱圖嘅修訂咧，涉及咗12個項目，包括 A 至 F 項、G1 至 G5 項同埋 H 項，同埋對申述同埋說明書咧就作出修訂嘅。喺2024年11月22日咧，大綱圖咧就按城市規劃條例第5條展示啦，以供公眾查閱嘅。在两个月的展示期里面，我们收到两份的申述。申述 R1 由个别人士提交，表示支持修订项目 G4， 反对修订项目 A 至 F、 G1 至 G3 和 G5， 反对注释 D 至 F 的修订项目，并就修订项目 H 是 提供意见的。另一份申述由公司提交，就修订项目 C、D、E、F 项就提供意见嘅。以下落嚟咧，我就会简介每一个申述地点相关嘅申述内容同埋规划处嘅回应嘅。申述地点 A， 申述地点项目 A 咧系位于界限嘅一幅土地，即系图中 A 显示嘅地方啦。地块咧位于横斜嘅乡村式发展地带嘅边缘，界限乡村范围同埋集水区入边，用地咧现时系空置，仲有一啲草坯嘅。先前咧系划为自然保育区地带，现时咧系划为乡村式发展地带，并且定名咧最高建筑物高度唔可以超过3层8.23米嘅。呢、这个改划咧系为咗落实小组委员会咧喺2023年3月17日同意嘅第十二A 条改划嘅申请，编号系 YSKHC5 嘅，而以作为咧新界豁免管制屋宇、小型屋宇嘅发展嘅。就住項目 A 咧，申述人 R1 咧表示係反對嘅。理由一係因為咧鄉村式發展地帶內咧有足夠嘅土地去應付處理中嘅小型屋宇申請，以及未來幾年嘅小型屋宇需求，而且地盤咧有一半面積咧都喺政府土地上面。我哋嘅回应系咧，项目 A 咧系为咗落实先前同意嘅第十二 A 条改划申请，处理改划申请时已经考虑到规划嘅状况、地盘同埋周边地区嘅景观环境、占用毗邻政府土地以进行必要嘅地盘平整同埋渠务工程嘅需要性，以及咧 顧及申請人根據地契進行發展的權益，所以改劃申請獲得從寬的考慮。而在改劃申請的時候，相關部門對申請就沒有反對，亦都沒有負面意見。反對理由二是地盤位於集水區裏面，依靠土地業權人自行安排處理地下污水收集缸的污水並不可靠的。對此我們的回應是，在第 12A 條改劃申請的時候，申請人已經進行了相關的排污影響評估和風險評估，評估裏面顯示擬議的發展不會對環境造成不可克服的影響，環保署對影響評估和使用用地下污水收集缸的提议亦都没有负面的意见的，并且原则上是不反对这个规划申请改划申请的。在考虑到土地契约里面已经定明有关管制污染的条款，申请人亦都承诺会遵守相关部门的要求，水务署是对申请是没有意见的。反對理由三是由於擬議發展是鄰近自然保育區地帶內的斜坡，需要進行斜坡鞏固工程，會影響地盤內外的樹木，因此需要提交詳細的樹木調查報告去評估現有的景觀影響，難以為單一的住宅發展去合理化對樹木所造成的累計影響。規劃署的回應是，根據第 12A 條改劃申請的時候提交了的樹木調查報告顯示，在斜坡鞏固工程範圍內的所有現有樹木都會採取防護措施下保留的。而規劃署的城市設計及園景組表示，發展預期不會對現有的景觀造成重大的負面影響，而自然護理署署長亦都對申請是沒有意見的。因應斜坡鞏固工程而造成的樹木的影響的關注，其實已經在改劃的時候是回應了的。新述地点项目 B 是位于濠涌北路两旁的两个地块，这个地块是邻近西贡公路濠涌村的乡村范围外边，地盘大部分已经是平整，同埋散布住临时的构筑物同埋乡村屋宇，先前是划为住宅丁类、住宅茂类的地带，同埋显示为道路的地方。为了落实小组委员会在去年八月同意的第 12A 条的改划申请，编号 YSKHC6 涉及八栋三层十二米高的屋宇的发展，所以这两幅土地就改划做住宅丙类三地带，并且定名最高楼面面积是2393平方米，最高建筑物高度12米，一层开膛式停车间上加三层的发展限制的。就住項目 B， 申請人 R1 表示反對，理由一是公眾通道所在的政府土地不應該納入地盤裡面。我們的回應是，這個項目 B 是落實先前同意的 12A 條申請。項目 B 的用地是涵蓋一段綠美村路，綠美村路是一條地區的小徑，而這一段路是屬於私人的土地。為了保留公眾通道的通達性，其實申請人亦都建議在項目 B 用地將這一段路就預留作車輛通道，以及會有一條 1.5 米闊的行人徑，並且會指定為這個公眾有通行權的路徑，由申請人負責管理和保養的。就住通行權這方面的建議，地政總署和運輸署就沒有反對，亦都沒有負面的意見的。反對理由二是擬議的發展的建築物過高，而停車的設施應該設在地庫裏面，建築物的高度亦應該與周邊的鄉村屋宇保持一致，以保留鄉郊景觀的景觀和減低視覺的影響。規劃署的回應是，擬議的住宅發展仍與附近的現有和已規劃的住宅普遍都是三层九至十二米高的低密度和低矮的乡村屋宇是一致的。根据申请的视觉影响评估，擬議的发展预期不会对视觉造成重大的负面影响。规划署的园景组又表示，从城市设计和视觉方面而言，擬議的发展对周边的和周边的发展并非不协调的。 申請人亦都認為地盤的面積有一半用於內部車輛通道，未能夠有效地使用的土地，亦都大幅減低了綠化的覆蓋率，並且質疑第 12A 條申請的時候提交的樹木調查報告，包括現有樹木的數量和種植的設計。在概念園景圖中顯示覆蓋綠化覆蓋率是超過 20%， 符合相關指引的要求。另外地盤內有6棵現有的樹木，有2棵已經是枯萎，其餘4棵都會保留。申請人亦都會將種植29棵新樹去作為補償，是達至數量上是超過1:1的補償比例的。對此城市設計和園景組就表示不會對景觀造成嚴重的影響的。申請人亦都認為政府批准在沒有公共污水收集系統的地方進行住宅發展的做法就是值得商榷的。但是根據排污和排水影響評估，擬議的地下污水設施的裝置的設計和使用是會符合相關法定的要求的。申請人承諾亦都在公共污水收集系統落成之後，會將污水排放到公共收集的系統，地盤入面的污水處理裝置亦都會停用的了。對此渠務署和環保署都沒有反對，亦都沒有負面意見的。相關政府部門亦都在檢視濠涌附近的擬議公共污水收集系統的。新述地點項目 C 是位於南邊圍路窩尾紅棉路旁邊的一幅土地，現時主要用作建築地盤和存放建築材料，北面和南邊有樹木群，先前是劃為綠化地帶。為了落實小組委員會去年6月同意的第 12A 條改劃申請編號 YSKHC7 涉及17棟3層12米高的屋宇發展，所以這個用地就改劃做住宅丙類4地帶，並且定名最高地積比 0.75 倍，最高建築物高度12米，一層開堂式停車間上加3層住宅的發展限制。而地盤中間一條狹長的連接路亦都會劃為非建築用地，不會用作地積比的計算的。就住項目 C 申請人 R1 就表示反對，申述人 R1 就表示反對，理由一是改劃的用地會削弱西貢公路旁邊的綠化地帶作為緩衝區的功能，應該保留這個地區的鄉郊特色。我們的回應是項目 C 是為了落實之前同意的第 12A 條的申請，項目 C 的用地毗鄰的綠化地帶，即是上入面這個綠化地帶是的，沿住西貢公路的地方，新西貢公路的地方，現時是主要是公路的斜坡、路旁美化使用的設施、樹木和植被，並且是向上伸延至西貢公路和清水灣道的交匯處的。雖然項目 C 的用地已經由綠化地帶改劃做住宅丙類4地帶，但這一片土地仍然會保留住是綠化地帶，仍可以繼續作為公路和周邊鄉郊發展之間的景觀緩衝區的。所以項目 C 是適合改劃做住宅發展，使可以更有效使用土地，而這個綠化地帶的緩衝功能都沒有減少的。申述人認為濠涌已經有足夠的土地去興建房屋，涉及砍伐大量樹木去作為擬議發展的理據不充分，擬議發展的高度應該跟周邊的村屋的高度就相同的。我們的回應是擬議發展可以跟周邊的自然環境和鄉郊特色去配合的，是區內現有和已規劃的低矮住宅發展的新延的部分。根據園景設計圖顯示在城市設計和視覺方面，擬議發展和四邊的景觀特色並非不協調的。而已砍伐的98棵樹入面就沒有稀有的品種，並且亦都會栽種本土的新品種去作為補償，以達至1:1的補償比率。園景組認為這個可以緩和擬議發展帶來的景觀影響的。 申請人咧就表示咧，修訂城市規劃條例咧係剝奪咗公眾就第十二 A 條申請提出意見嘅機會。咁但係根據咧2023年9月1日頒布嘅2023年發展城市規劃土地及工程雜項修訂條例咧。條例第12A 條申請原有的公眾諮詢已經被刪了，是避免呢和根據條例第5條或者第7條修訂法定圖則時進行的公眾諮詢的重複的，以精簡呢法定規劃流程。另外呢，當局已經呢遵循既有的法定和行政程序呢去就法定圖則呢去進行公眾諮詢，所以呢公眾對改劃項目提出的意見的機會呢是並沒有剝奪的。新屬項目地點 D 咧，咁係包括車公古廟佢嘅附屬構築物啦、露天地方、一個涼亭、一個公廁同埋西北邊一片嘅土地，即係上中呢一片土地係。為了反映先前是劃為綠化地帶和住宅貿易地帶的，為了反映現有車公古廟和公眾的設施，以及預留毗鄰的政府土地作為商用的用途，所以就改劃做政府機構或者社區地帶。申述人 R1 認為古廟附近已經有足夠的空地供未來的發展，認為就反對將這一大片草地就是改劃的。其實這個改劃的範圍咧，部分涵蓋一幅咧，呢一幅咧係未被租用咧，未被批租同埋未被撥用嘅空置嘅政府土地，係咧毗鄰咧呢一個車公古廟嘅，只係俾雜草咧係覆蓋嘅。考慮到將來咧可以配合咧車公古廟嘅發展，或者作其他咧政府機構嘅或者社區嘅用途，所以咧係適宜改劃做政府機構或者社區嘅地帶。而空地上面咧，空地北面呢一片系空地北面草木茂密嘅呢个小山丘咧，依然咧系会咧保留住咧系绿化地带嘅。新述地點項目 E 咧嘅係涵蓋現有濠涌低地原水抽水站同埋北面嘅現有橋梁嘅，先前劃為咧係農業地帶啦。咁為咗反映現有嘅政府設施，咁所以咧同而家濠涌低地原水抽水站一樣咧，就係改劃做咧政府機構或社區地帶。新述人咧就認為已經應該將呢個河床嘅地方咧就改劃做休憩用地，咁就為村民提供休憩空間，以解決康樂和社區設施不足的問題。其實濠涌河的河床是濠涌低地原水抽水站的一部分，現有橋梁亦是跨越河道的設施，改劃做政府機構或社區的地帶去反映現有的設施是合適的，而我們覺得不適合作為休憩用地的用途。申述地點項目 F G1 至 G5 和 H 是涉及西貢公路改善工程第一期的相關修訂，道路工程已經落成的走線在大綱圖上是顯示為道路的地方，而原先預留但不需要作為道路的地方已經和毗鄰的土地已經和其他土地用途地帶去合併，就改劃做住宅丙類一、住宅丁類、住宅貿類、鄉村式發展和綠化地帶，以善用這個土地資源和反映現況的。那我現在會逐一講項目那個情況的。項目 F 呢其實是位於西貢公路和綠尾村路的交界處，主要是一些零散的散佈住一些零散的構築臨時構築物啦。咁先前咧係綠化地帶同埋顯示為道路嘅地方，咁而家咧就同旁邊嘅土地用途地帶合併啦，就劃為住宅貿易地帶嘅。項目 G1 就是位於濠涌北路旁邊有直批的地方，有零散的構築物。項目 G2 就是以荒廢的亞洲電視西南邊的一幅鋪有稀疏直批的硬地，兩幅用地其實都是在濠涌北路的旁邊，先前是劃為道路的地方，現在就跟旁邊的土地用途地帶合併，分別就是劃為住宅丁類和住宅貿易地帶。 項目 G 三至 G 五嘅土地咧，分別啊係分布喺豪涌村、綠尾村、豪涌同埋莫車斜唔同嘅地方。先前咧係顯示為道路嘅地方嚟嘅，而家咧都同旁邊嘅土地用途地帶合併啦。項目 G 三咧係四幅分布喺村入邊嘅土地啦，主要為私人嘅土地，現時咧係直批係稀疏，用作鄉村嘅用途，所以咧就劃為鄉村式發展地帶。項目 G 四咧係部分係豪涌河，而有一幅咧地塊咧就會係喺南邊為西南邊直批茂密嘅斜坡，現時咧係劃為綠化地帶嘅。項目 G 五咧係一幅喺南邊為鄉村式發展地帶同埋住宅丙類一地帶中間長有直批嘅土地，現時咧係劃為咧住宅丙類一地帶嘅。項目 H 咧，先前係鄉村式發展地帶、綠化地帶同埋住宅某類地帶，咁現時已經係顯示為道路嘅地方，去反映道路工程嘅實際走線嘅。申述人 R 一咧就表示支持項目 G 四嘅，我哋亦都備悉申述人嘅意見嘅。但申述人咧就 R 一咧就表示反對項目 F、G 一至 G 三同埋 G 五，認為呢啲土地咧應該更適宜改劃做綠化地帶，沿住道路咧種植樹木作為緩衝，提供更宜人嘅街景同埋更好嘅居住環境嘅，同埋吸收車輛嘅污染物嘅。咁我哋嘅回應就係、其實呢啲土地都係一啲之前原先已經預留咗嚟做道路嘅地方啦，但係因為西貢公路一期的改善工程已经完成了，也都没有预留的需要，我们也都跟相关部门确认了没有实际计划去实施道路，可以释放作为其他土地的用途，所以改划以上的土地作更合适的地带，是以理想地带的边界从而更有效地去利用土地的。在其他方面，申述人 R1 就表示項目 A 至 F 的擬議發展和區內其他已批准的發展項目所增加的人口會對社區設施造成壓力，另外規劃區的休憩用地和政府機構和社區設施不應該從較大的範圍的地區去評估。咁我哋嘅回應就係根據香港規劃標準同埋準則，西貢區現有同埋已規劃嘅主要政府機構或社區設施同埋休憩用地大致上係足以應付呢個需求。呢啲設施亦都會將由相關嘅政府決策局同埋部門去仔細規劃同埋檢視嘅。就規劃區內現有同埋規劃嘅休憩用地嚟計，雖然豪涌區內的地區同埋鄰舍休憩用地係唔足夠，但係西貢區嘅整體嘅休憩用地嘅供應係足夠嘅。除大綱圖上面的修訂外，大綱圖的主色也有其他技術性的修訂，包括修訂鄉村式發展地帶的主色，將政府垃圾收集站和公廁設施由主色的第二欄用途改造經常准許的第一欄用途，以及將郊野學習教育遊客中心加入注釋第二欄的用途，以及修訂自然保育區、海岸保護區和具特殊科學價值地點地帶有關豁免填土和填塘或挖土工程的備註。對於注釋的技術性修訂，申述人 R1 就表示反對，因為在鄉村式發展地帶的第一欄用途加入這些政府垃圾收集站和公廁設施，會剝奪公眾就這些設施的地點和設計提出意見的權利，而且倘若在鄉村式發展地帶裡第二欄加入郊野學習教育和遊客中心，將會不當咁樣被利用作商業嘅用途嘅。我哋要説明咧，就係修訂咧係可以咧精簡咧喺鄉村地區設置呢啲常見同埋基礎設施嘅流程，同城規會所頒布最新嘅註釋總表係一致嘅。相關部門咧都會因應情況去諮詢當區嘅居民同埋相關嘅區議會或者鄉事委員會嘅。為了確保擬議的發展不會對周邊地區造成無法克服的影響，在經營這個郊野學習 教育遊客中心用途之前必須向城規會申請規劃許可的。申述人 R1 亦都表示反對注釋入面備註去修訂豁免這些填土、填塘和挖土工程，認為城規會實際上已經放棄監督這些自然環境造成破壞影響的發展。我們都要說明，其實都是之前都有講過，其實都是精簡呢這個流程，同埋豁免的條款只是適用於預計不會造成重大負面影響的公共工程和小型工程，所涉及的工程都需符合相關政府的規定、現行的法例和規例的。其他提供意見的申述就包括申述 R1 就表示項目 H 是反映已完成的道路走線，我們亦都備悉相關的意見的。申述人 R2 就表示由於項目 C、D 及 E 地盤的擬議發展鄰近西貢公路的高壓煤氣輸送管，項目倡議人需要進行定量風險評估的研究，根據預測的最終人口評估的潛在風險去決定所需要的緩解措施。項目倡議人應該在設計和施工階段與香港中華煤氣有限公司密切協調，並且提供保護措施。對此我們回應是項目 C 的用地是靠近西貢公路的高壓煤氣輸送管，在進行 12A 條改劃申請的時候已經就是進行了相關的定量風險評估的研究，機電工程署對於改劃申請亦都沒有冇意見嘅，而喺我哋大綱圖嘅說明書亦都定明咗，若然咧同呢個管道走線相距150米範圍內進行任何發展嘅計劃，而有關嘅計劃會導致顯著嘅人口增加都需要進行定量風險評估研究嘅要求嘅。綜合以上的意見，規劃署是備悉 R1 對項目 G4 的支持意見，以及 R1 對項目 H 和 R2 對項目 CDF 的意見。規劃署是不支持 R1 部分，不應建議不應順應申述而修訂大綱圖則。以上是我對申述的簡報，請委員審議然後決定是建議、不建議順應或者局部順應申述而修訂分區計劃大綱草圖的。多謝。
好，唔該你。跟住我想請申述人啦，就係 R2 煤氣公司嘅鄭華先生。
唔該主席，各位委員大家好，本人係煤氣公司代表鄭華，希望就上述圖則項目 C、D 同埋 F 提出意見嘅。由於擬建發展嘅項目鄰近西貢公路嘅地下高壓煤氣喉管，項目嘅倡議人需進行定量嘅風險評估，根據預測嘅最終人口評估潛在嘅風險，並喺必要嘅時候就確定必要嘅緩解措施，並向本公司提交一份定量風險評估報告副本作為記錄。根據剛才專員的講法，應該是項目 C 是應該已經有這個定量的風險的評估報告的，希望就可以提供給我們公司作為記錄的。同時項目的倡議人應該在設計的階段諮詢本公司，在施工的階段和本公司密切的配合，做好安全的防護措施。是，多謝咁多位，唔該。
係，跟住咧就係 R1 Miss Mary。
Here we go again. This OZP is tricky, and it's made more tricky by the fact that I can no longer print out the maps at my office because of a security thing. I don't know what it is with the TPB website, but it doesn't pass our security. Really, I suppose I should go back to getting the physical copy, but then we're wasting paper, so that's a conundrum. Item A, strong objections. The V-zone element is minuscule, less than 10%. Half the site is government land. Application site falls within the water gathering grounds. It's excluded there, but actually, look, here we are. It's everywhere. This is land. There is land available for 66 small houses with only 7 outstanding applications. Paper indicates that 10-year demand forecast is 90. However, that is general demand. Genuine demand is debatable and has not been validated. Therefore, land available could fully meet not only the outstanding small applications but also all legitimate applications for years to come. The use of the septic tank and soakaway system so close to WGG has to be avoided. Sewerage generated from the proposed small house would be stored in an underground holding tank, which would be regularly cleaned by a licensed contractor. Now, does anyone believe that? So, proper disposal is effectively at the discretion of the applicant, bearing in mind the number of illegal structures, occupation of government land, and number of other offences that are rampant in villages. It is unacceptable that the application was approved when there is abundant land available in the village, some of it being used for parking, and some of it just looks as if it's been thrashed. Down there at the end. In addition, soil nailing of the slope zoned CA and on government land close to the proposed development is required for slope stabilisation, and this would impact a number of trees, both on and outside the site. It says they won't be felled, but they will definitely be impacted by the process. That a detailed tree survey report is required is indicative of the impact on the development would have on the local flora. Cumulative impact and probability of damage to some of the trees is far too great to justify the construction of a single dwelling. Members should consider that the negative impact should be avoided when there is clearly no lack of alternative lots on which the house can be built. So now we go to... This is going to take more than 10 minutes, I warn you. You know, I've got to clip over the pages. Now, item B, object to the inclusion of government land as it appears to be part of the public passage and should be excluded from the site. The minutes of the meeting failed to adequately address the issue of land swap and management. Object to the height. Parking should be underground and the height of the villas be the same as village houses to retain the rural landscape and reduced impact on the views of the mountains. Note that while the prevalent PR for the district is 0.75, surrounding homes are not as high as the proposed 4 floors. Layout is an appalling waste of land. I don't think we've got the layout here. No, the layout's missing on that. But the layout is all about roads. I mean, seems to be more cement, more roads on it. There's no layout plan here, sorry. But take it from me. It's a lot of 50% of the site is concrete. Devoted 50% devoted to roads greatly reduces the amount of green coverage. Entrance to homes bordering roads should be directly from the road. Why create additional road surface? So could you guys please look at the layout? Obviously, no lessons taken from recent weather events and the folly of cementing over vast tracts of land at the expense of trees and plants. And then response to the green coverage. They say there's only 6 trees, but it looks like a lot more than that to me. I mean, look at this clump here. Where am I? There's a little clump here. And there's some more there. And there's a few others scattered around. Where am I? I lost my place now. Oh, they're going to say they're going to plant 29 new trees. Oh. Again, look at the layout plan. I don't see where 29 proper trees could be fitted on that plan. Then they say it's going to be a mix of practicable, I don't know what that means, ornamental trees, evergreen hedges and flowering shrubs. So actually, it's not going to be 29 trees. It's going to be a lot of bushes. Huh? Administration continues to support rezoning to residential in an area with no public sewage system should be questioned. Why are more people being encouraged to live in districts that do not have adequate public facilities? The response is that an on-site sewage system would be considered does not indicate how much of the site this sewage system would take up. And I also wondered why item B and item F are not in sequence, because it would have made a lot more sense because one is next door to the other. But there we go. Anything to make life more difficult. So now we come to C. C, strong objections. Rezoning will effectively eliminate the current buffer that borders the highway. Look at all that nice strip here. This is Sai Kung, not Mong Kok. Expectations are that the district would continue to provide a more rural aspect. Section 12 was submitted after the amendments to the process whereby public participation is excluded, so we were deprived of the opportunity to question why GB rezoned to residential when the government had said that there was already enough land for housing, industry and other developments for the coming years, and the government's not going to use further GB, so why are private rezoning of GB going through the process, one has to ask. Hundreds of vacant units, particularly in districts that are popular with expats like Ho Chung. There's no justification for approval of plans like this that include the felling of a substantial number of trees, in this instance 100. Troubling to note that not a single member brought up this issue. This underlines that the planning process by now excluding the public is ultra-virus, as it is contrary to the intention of the ordinance that it is based on a stool on four legs. The applicant, Plan D, members and the community. But one leg is gone, so the stool is effectively tippling over. Plan C is misleading. It shows the GB intact when 4B clearly indicates it includes it in the development area. Objects also to the height for the same reason. These should be limited to the same height as the village houses. Paper says there will be a buffer, but it's reduced to a thin line. I mean, look at that. So we're going from this to this skinny little line. And the development can be clearly seen from the road. That shows in the images, which are in, I don't think they're here, they're in another section. Result is effectively transformed to urban instead of rural. This is supposed to be a rural area. Planting new trees in rows also cannot replicate the ecosystem to be trashed. Development should be confined to the designated section, the R section. That's fine, it's designated as that, but not take away our green belt. Item D. Now, I objected to the inclusion of this green bit here into the temple area. They've got plenty of space down there near the road if they want to extend. And I will refer to item D later on. Item E is the pumping station. Better picture here. Oh, I need an assistant. Okay, this probably shows it better. Now, I asked why it's riverbank. Look at that crowded village. I've looked at a Google map. There's no public open space. There's no park. There's no nothing. And then they say that, according to the presentation, that it doesn't clarify why the presence of a pumping station would prohibit the use of this as an open space. I mean, we hear all this quack, 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 quack when our parks are taken away of one-site multi-use. So can we have this multi-use here? I mean, you have a pumping station, okay, but then you could provide... The pumping station is there at the back. So why can't we have some, like, paving over or provision of facilities here so that the village over there then would have somewhere where they could come and sit out down by the river? Or is the river very smelly? Could somebody ask for some clarification on the reason why this cannot be transformed into one site multi-use, okay? Because it's amazing how going that way, there's no one site multi-use. But going the other way, when you're taking away our green belt and our open space and our GIC, oh yeah, one site multi-use is the mantra. Now, item F. It's difficult to see which one, but this one's a little bit better. Now, again, like I say, this is next door to, was it B? I don't know why we didn't get them as a continuation. They're a continuation. From GB, object, because at least a strip along the road should be retained so that, like with the previous one, where you're going to have the trees along the road, to bring back the rural characteristic that was stripped when the area was turned into brownfield. So, in order to retain this rural thing when you go out and you drive through and that, to retain the rural character, then we should have a strip of GB left along the road. So that when redevelopment is planned, a tree-lined buffer is provided along the road. The OZP fails to deliver a planning vision that would provide a more pleasant outlook along our roads than rows of concrete boxes. There are examples in urban areas. For example, the strip between the Poly U and Chatham Road South is zoned OS. We get to public open space and facilities. I'll come back to this one later. The above developments and continue... In addition to other approved projects and the unknown number of units to be developed on rezoned lots and sites like Asia TV put a strain on local community services. This district is deficient in OS and many services. The response is to say that the services are to be provided within the larger district, including TKO. This is unacceptable as TKO is a long way from Ho Chung. Sai Kung on the other side, like TKO, is also deficient in many services. Now, this wasn't provided with the original paper at the rural board meeting, but now we get it. So we get the Sai Kung district. So Clinic Health Center, -44%. Childcare. It's the childcare centre is -44%. Integrated children, -11%. Neighbourhood elderly is -57%. The community care... it's not the elder care. I'm reading the wrong way. Community care is -57%. Residential care, -47%. Bear that in mind because I'll get back to that later. Day rehabilitation, -55%. And residential care services, -68%. Now, that's a sad tale. Sorry, I haven't been showing them properly because I've been reading from them. So if you guys would like to check the... Now, so please don't tell us that the services, the lacking community services, are going to be provided in the general district. So like I say, voila... Better later than never. Shocking deficits in many facilities. Clearly, the wider area cannot address the needs of folk living in the more remote Ho Chung. Members should question why there's no attempt in the OZP to encourage development of GIC suitable to the district like Riche. For example, surely an elderly care home would be compatible with temple use. This is why I said I was going to get back to that about the temple. Why religious? Why not provide something like residential care? This area, Ho Chung and Sai Kung, is an ideal place for residential care services. Good fresh air. It's in deficit of almost 50%. While there are shortfalls, according to the paper, the existing and planned provision for major GIC facilities in Sai Kung area are generally adequate. Hopefully members do not share this view. Bear in mind the tables are calculated on the existing formula. The community was promised a proportionate increase in GIC allocation under 2030 plus declaration. That now appears to have been brushed under the carpet. Beside the population-based planning standards for childcare, elderly and rehabilitation services reflect the long-term target, indicates that the welfare of the community is anything but a priority. And then we get to... Where's this big map? Now, so G4 was the only good news. So one has to question, could some member take the time to question why G4 is GB, but G5, Taiha, next door, is going to residential, Dimgaya. Is it because it's close to this place? You know, can we have a... I mean, it's the same little trajectory through the green belt. Why the difference in zoning? Now, G1 to G5, excluding G4, numerous separate locations lumped under one number, so difficult to dissect. Object, where possible, the strips bordering roads should be zone GB, trees planted and serve as a buffer zone between the residences and the roads in line with G4. They could be incorporated into future developments, but the zoning would ensure that a buffer is provided between the residences and busy roads. This provides better living conditions, helps absorb pollutants generated by traffic, and provides a more pleasant streetscape. But this is Hong Kong, all about exploiting every last inch of land and ignore the overall... also, considering that GB has been rezoned in other places, then we should try and retain as much as possible the GB along here. Amendments to the notes, the refuse object, deprives the community of having a say in both the location and design. Field study screams exploitation, as I've mentioned already. But most of all, I strongest objections to the remarks on the notes for CA allows unfettered excavation of land on both zones. Under this exemption, government departments can develop whatever they wish and on what are supposed to be protected, sensitive ecological and cultural sites. Proving the elimination of these protective clauses, the board is effectively relinquishing its role in monitoring developments that can have devastating impact on the land and natural resources. Because, of course, this is all said, it's only going to be minor works. Minor works, indeed. Minor works can mean anything these days. Okay, thank you.
好，跟住我哋睇下有冇委员有提问。哦，原来系冇嘅，咁样，好，咁唔该晒，即系规划处嘅代表同埋 Miss Mary。